Blog Talk Radio.
Podcast land, welcome. We welcome you. This is a Hodge to Hodge podcast on Block Talk Radio with co-producers Ken and Ron Hodge. This is Nurse Carmen. And again, we welcome you and thank you for tuning in. And next we'll have a conversation with the messenger, Ron Hodge.
Good evening, and once again, thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk on the podcast, Radio Hodge to Hodge podcast. I just want to take this time and send positive vibes out to our sister Tippy's aunt, knowing that there is nothing too hard for God. And when I say nothing too hard for God, I want us to never forget when I say that, that includes us. And it may seem like just a fancy saying, but I want everybody to just stop for a moment and think about situations that have come up in their lives. And at some point in time, they just thought that they couldn't do it. And then the next thing you knew, you did it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just confirmation that there is nothing too hard for God. And now happens is a lot of people want to give the guy, the man that they picture God to be, to give him the credit. I'm not knocking that or anything. I just want people to understand that it is the God within you. The mother that you heard about that her baby was under the car and she just saw it and lift the car up. She lift that car up. Now, people want to look around and say that there were angels there, but you are part of the body of God and there is nothing that you can't do. You know, for a lot of people, because as we talked about, because a lot of people have brought up in certain ways, they just refuse to believe that it's them. Even though when these situations occur, it's no one but them there. Rather than accept the fact that it is you and the God that is within you, you'll give the credit to something that you can't even see. And so I want us to become, as we were stating before we started the show, I want us to become, understand that you call me the messenger, but I want us to know that we are all messengers. There is no, they say this all the time, but I want you to know that how true this is. There is no big I's and big U's, no big I's in the kingdom of God, in the body of God. All parts are equal. God has no respect of person. Why? Because we are all one. And so I want us to remember that it is not nearly so important how well a message is received as how well is it is sent. I'm going to say that again. Sister T, you listening?
You know that I'm listening.
Remember this. It is not nearly so important how well a message is received as how well it is sent. You cannot take responsibility for how well another accepts your truth. You can only ensure how well it is communicated. And by well, I don't mean merely how clearly. I mean how lovingly, how compassionately, how sensitively, how courageously, and how completely.
Okay.
This leaves no room for half-truths. The brutal truth, even the plain truth, it does mean the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Mm.
It's the so help you God part that brings in the godly qualities of love and compassion. For God will help you communicate in this way always, if you ask Him. So express what you call your feelings, your negative feelings, not destructively. Failure to express, push out negative feelings does not make them go away. It keeps them in. Negativity kept in harms the body and burdens the soul. So I say to express, push out, get rid of negative feelings. Now, remember that there are certain times and places. There's a time and season for everything. So there are certain times the Spirit will let you know that this isn't the person to relay this to right now. They're not ready to receive it. And just to use an example, you know, Sister T, I'm glad to have you on because you love sharing your experience. And I appreciate that. I want us all to, because God, the same way God is doing, making Himself known to you, is making Himself known to everyone on the podcast.
That's right.
And one of the things that I meant by that is when your testimonies, the things that you do, for a moment before you do them, there is reservation. And I wasn't there on any of them. And I just know it, that there was reservation.
Just about every time I pause before I say something, making sure this is the right move.
Right, because it's something within you that's telling you, go ahead.
Yes.
And when you listen to it, that's when you can feel, as my uncle used to have this saying, he used to say he got the gladdy glads.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens when you listen to the Spirit within you.
Yes.
See, people make this far more harder than it needs to be because a lot of the writings in the Bible made it plain. The Bible says that all good and perfect gifts come from God.
Yes.
True?
How many times have you given somebody something and they said, oh, this is perfect?
Yeah.
Who gave that to them?
Me.
Okay, it was you. All good and perfect gifts come from God.
That's right.
But because we want to make it difficult, we put extra things on it to make it seem like it couldn't have been you. because you're so sinful. You do this and you do that. There is no way that could be from God, from you. And we have to understand that God is not somewhere sitting down, judging your life, marking down what you quote unquote did right or what you quote unquote did wrong.
Say it again.
Because God is not somewhere.
That
He is not doing that. And people got to get over that. This is the reason why a lot of people don't live their lives. They live lives that other people want them to live because somebody else told you that this is the way God wanted you to be. And if you don't be this way, you're going to, that fiery place called hell.
You're a bad person.
That's correct. But if you stop for a moment and look at that same person that told you that, they're not doing it. So how can you be the best you when you're listening to someone else? Who is it that knows you better than you?
Nobody. God.
So how come we love to listen to other people tell us what is right and wrong for us?
Immature thought.
And so what we have to do is get those immature thoughts, that insecurity out of our lives. Because each day we are striving and creating the best person that we want to be, who we want to represent ourselves as. That's what our deal, when we wake up each morning, that's what our job is. We kind of call it everything else, but that's not what our job is. Our job is to create the best life here that represents who we want to be. And I cannot be the best me if I'm doing only what it is that any one of you sisters are telling me to do. How can I be the best me?
You should listen to your sisters. I mean, we know what's best for you.
And I'll grant you that. I should listen to you. I can listen to you because you might say something that my soul agrees with. So I can listen
to
you.
Right.
Now you're just playing words.
No, but I should listen to you the same way you are listening to me. But one of the things that I always say is, you can listen to me, but don't take what it is that I say. Take it in what it is that the Spirit is revealing to you.
Some
of the things that I say right now, the Spirit knows that technically you're not ready for that. It'll come back to you. How many times since we've been having these podcasts have things gone on in your life and something that was said, not only by me, but by the other podcast, where something was said that when you were going about your daily life, it came up.
How many times have I called you days and weeks later and said, guess what just happened?
That's what I want us to understand. This is a conversation, but it's God. It's about how God is talking to us each and every day, but because we choose everything in front of Him, we're not listening. And then we want to know why things aren't the way we want them to be. Because the only person that can tell you how to make it the way you really want it to be, you're not listening to it. It's within you. And so it's important for us to understand that we've got to understand who we are. When I say we are part of God, I'm not saying that sounds good. I'm not saying that because it's the people. That we
Hello?
Messenger?
Hello?
Yeah, he's right here.
I thought it was my phone that he's breaking up. He was breaking up on your end, too?
Yes, ma'am. That stinks. I bet he's going to reconnect, though. As long as we're staying connected, he'll come back to us.
Yeah. I switched my phone because I thought it was my phone, but I see it wasn't my phone.
No. But I definitely like where he was going with the where he said sometimes you get that hesitation, like you want to share your story or you want to share your testimony, and you go, wait a minute, maybe he or she isn't ready to hear this yet. And sometimes you say it anyway, you know. Sometimes you just say, I'm going to say it, or sometimes you hesitate, you know. It just I had that experience today with somebody. It's funny. It always happens on a messenger day, I swear. But
really?
my neighbor's struggling, and she's going through some things, and she's okay, but she's struggling a little bit. And I said, you know, maybe God's trying to tell you, just stop. You know, you don't need to prove that you can beast through all these things. Maybe going through the thing is enough. You're surviving, you're doing. You don't need to carry all the burden and put that smile on your face. It's okay to cry. It's okay to sit in the corner and be mad.
It's okay
to say, I'm tired, I need a minute, or I need to, you know, punch out for just a moment. I'll be back.
Correct.
You know, I mean, you know, sometimes I think we as women just want to say, I got this, I can do this, you know, when sometimes we want our mommies and our blankie.
And that applies to men as well. One of the things that is so important is our feelings. Our feelings is what connects us to God.
It is
our feelings. Think about this. Whenever you're getting ready to do something that you know you shouldn't be doing, I'm not saying if it's right or wrong or not, but you know you shouldn't be doing it. Don't you get that feeling within?
Yes, indeed.
That feeling
and I usually
is.
Listen to it.
You usually what?
I'm not very good at listening to it.
Exactly, because you know what that feeling is?
You're not the
only
one.
Feeling, no, 100% not. This is why we're in the situation we're in, because
we're not listening to it.
That we're looking, we be looking for audible words from God, but God communicates to us through feelings. That's why I was, as I was saying before, those negative feelings. Those feelings, that's God's way. That's how God speaks to us. But we think if he don't tap us on the shoulder and say, here is exactly what I want you to do, we think that it's not God.
Right.
But feelings, there are how many different languages?
Thousands
of languages. So God deals, and in the different languages, some of the meanings can get lost in translation, but they can't get lost in, they can't get lost in feelings.
Okay.
Right.
So this is one of the things that we have to understand when we're going within. I'll bring back feelings again. When you do something that you just know is right, how do you know it's right when you?
How do you know it's right when what?
After you've done it.
You feel good.
Oh, we're back to feelings. That is correct.
Nobody gives you a gold star after you get out of kindergarten, you know?
That's right. And I won't stay here long, but I just want to say this to you. Another thing, which we don't want to talk about because we've been told that it's wrong, sex. I'm not going to stay on this long, but but I'm talking about feelings again. During that moment of ecstasy, is there a better feeling?
Not if you're doing it right.
No.
Okay, so once again, that's what I'm saying. But that's such a beautiful a feeling, expression of love. But we've taken that and allowed people to tell us that that's wrong.
Right.
Or if it's right, it's got to be with somebody that you've been married with, and y'all go in your room and you lock the doors, cut off all the lights, and then you do what you got to do. This is what we've been taught. But it's okay for us to have a party and watch a movie with thousands of killings with all the lights on and everybody celebrating. That's okay. But if
you
bring up sex, right, if we bring up sex, a real loving thing, it's an embarrassment. It's something that should be hidden. We've got it twisted.
And good girls don't.
That's right. That's one of the things. If you want to be considered a quote-unquote a whore, a prostitute, a Jezebel, or whatever that is, you try doing that with someone that you care about and see what kind of label you get. But if you go out and you slap somebody upside their head, then you got a good reputation. You got a reputation. Don't mess with her. She's a bad one. You know what I mean? So if you do that, you're good. But if you have a intimate relationship with someone, and I'm not, once again, I'm not saying this in any way for everybody to just go out and just start having sex with everybody, but you got to understand this. If you have a sexual relationship with someone today, that doesn't mean that that person's got to be in your life the rest of your life because you had that experience with them. It does not mean that. There is a time, there is a season for all things. Everyone that comes into your life was not meant to stay in your life. People come into your life for, you bring these people into your life for a reason. And yes, you bring them. And so we have to, as we talked about earlier, it is a present moment, a present moment that you sent to yourself. So all the things that are going on in your life, you've got to understand, it is nobody, no devil, no nothing. It is you that is. And then you drama.
You're breaking up again.
Hey, Messenger, we're having a lot of connection issues with you tonight.
Yeah, you're
honey.
Breaking up. Hello?
I don't know if you know him.
Hello? He's gone again. Wow.
Here we are experiencing technical difficulties.
Oh my goodness!
Yep. You know, it's funny. That sex thing is intriguing. It's interesting hearing the men's perspective. You know,
I believe we get
different guidance or direction or whatever that word is than they do. You know,
right?
That double standard does exist.
You got that right. You know that.
You know. I don't know. You know, we're the men are supposed to get all the experience, but where are they supposed to get it? Because if they get it from us, we're the harlot. You know what I mean?
Right.
So they have to come experience, but they can't get it from anybody. Otherwise, she's a tramp. How does that work? I don't know. Well, I think we are close to the, I mean, we still have a few minutes. I don't know if Messenger is going to be able to make it back on this evening.
Yeah, 9:25, yeah.
We still have a couple minutes. So anything going on with you that you want to share with us, with the group tonight, or anything going on in Nurse Carmen Land that we don't know?
No, not right now. Everything's good. Uh-oh. Nothing's going on.
That sounds a little
all good. I can't. Like, it's all good. I can't. I'm so blessed. Grateful and blessed.
Isn't that amazing that you don't have what you want, but you're so blessed?
Right.
I'd like a pony, you know? I'd like a pony to be running around in my living room or something. But I don't have a pony, and I think life is so good. There are so many things that I do wrong so often, but, you know, even with some of the burdens that have been in my family recently and whatever, I am blessed. And it took a long time to be able to learn that and verbalize that, but God is good to me. God is really good to me.
Yes, he is. God is good always, yes. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, my aunt's recovery has been fabulous. She's doing well. I am just so humbled. I am so humbled.
Now, this is your aunt on your mother's side or your father's side?
My dad's, and this is the only one left. So
really?
My
dad's
dad. Yeah, and she just is a best friend and a buddy and a traveling companion.
Oh.
And she drives a red drop top. And she is the life of the party. And for her, the one I did the live video with a couple weeks ago, to Cincinnati. And but she's recovering and she's doing well. She's
good.
Doing well. And, we were fortunate. That's for sure.
Well, that's a blessing.
It sure is. I hope Messenger's all right and it's just his phone and not him, you know?
No, I think it's his phone, I texted him, but he didn't respond. So I think it's
his phone.
Yep. Yeah.
And co-producer must be stuck in an elevator somewhere. I don't know where he is.
Yeah, where he at tonight.
We should have to start taking attendance of cool.
You're back?
That was your opportunity, as I've been saying. It is your opportunity because we are all messengers.
To do what?
One monkey don't stop no show.
And we took advantage of it. Thank you very much.
Okay.
We
care. That's what we do as women. We just do.
We don't have permission. We just do.
That's right.
Okay. So, but once again, it's important that we understand that we got a word and we've got to be able, and I know I'm preaching to the choir because the two people that I know the most that is going to say what they got to say are you two, all right? So I'm just reiterating this for those that will listen later on and stuff to that nature, because I know you two, okay? And so that's not an issue. It's just for those that'll tune in later and hear this to know that God is working through each and every one of us every single day. We don't get the results that we desire a lot of the time because we're not listening. This is why I've turned this podcast into the conversation so that we can talk. And so that we can listen and hear what it is that is being said. So then that way we can go off of not something that the messenger said, but something that God himself has said to you. Because God is talking to us. And it's important that we hear if we want things to change.
Yeah.
We don't want things to change and we're happy the way we are, then we keep doing it. But if you're happy with that feeling that you get when you do listen, then that's when I want you to start listening more and being obedient to what it is that it's telling you. Because anything that it's telling you is only going to be for your good.
Okay.
No one else's, but you're good. And so that's why it's important that you do that, that you hear it and you do it. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. And I want to thank you, lovely ladies, for continuing on. I'm not sure what happened, why it kept going in and out, but we made it through it, and I'm hoping that something was said that we can begin take that and build on it so that tomorrow can be even better than today. And in order for it to be better than today, we've got to start remembering, stop looking and thinking we've got it, and remembering and let the Spirit bring it to you. Because when the Spirit mm-hmm. brings it to you, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. And you can't sit back and say, well, the messenger, no, the messenger didn't say it. You said it. Your Spirit within you guided you. And when you know that you're doing something because you know that you know, you can do it with more passion. You can do it with more love. You can do it with more understanding. I thank you. I look forward to our next podcast, which will be Sunday night. You guys take care. Have a fantastic Friday, Saturday, and I look forward to us doing it again on Sunday night. Love you all. Talk to you then.
Love you too.
Love
good night.
You.
Good
you.
Night, my sister.
Good night, all.
All right.
Good night,
bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.